I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Governor Bevin has all but assured lawmakers he'll be calling them into a special session on state pensions and tax reform. And that prospect is what we are going to discuss today on the business side. Joining me is the executive editor of The Lane Report, Mark Green. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
So there are many things that lawmakers could consider. One thing I think we'll hit on right now is the so-called business-friendly tax code and what that might mean in terms of tax reform.
Well, I've talked to a couple of major business leaders in the area recently, asking them about tax reform possibilities and specifically tried to get an understanding of what would a business-friendly tax code look like. And the main element of that is to lower the state income tax. Top executives and businesses are pretty much paying the top rates, which in Kentucky, that would mean you are paying a 6% income tax. And then your local communities, Lexington and Louisville and others, they have local income taxes too that add another 2 or 3% on top of that. And then this goes on top of your federal income tax. So you'd be looking at 8 or 9% additional tax, which I guess is big money for people who are pulling down CEO pay at large companies. And it does get to be a competitive issue between Kentucky and a state such as Tennessee that has no income tax. But, of course, their sales taxes are a lot higher.
All right. Now, you talked with Bill Lear and Luther Deaton, and what did you get from them?
Bill Lear is the chairman emeritus of Stoll Keenan Ogden, and he, when he was in the legislature, was very involved in setting up some of the state tax structure and economic development cabinet and incentives. And, you know, he explained to try and get there from here, we would look at, I think, expanding our sales tax base. If you're going to lower the income tax, the state still very much needs revenue, especially to deal with our pension deficit. But right now, we have our 6% sales tax, which generates about $600 million per penny. Lear pointed to a tax expenditure study for last year, and tax expenditures are basically the exemptions that we have. So we generate $3.6 billion, but we exempt what could be another $3.5 billion in tax revenue because of the various exemptions we have on services, on food, on utility payments, on purchases by churches and other nonprofits and tax-exempt organizations. And, you know, he pointed out that, if we just removed all of our exemptions, we could cut our sales tax in half and get the same amount of money. But that's politically unrealistic because most politicians have been elected on just repeated promises of, I will never raise taxes. And expanding taxes onto services gets viewed as raising taxes. If we are going to lower the income tax, there's going to have to be some definite expansion of the sales tax. Some people say that we might be looking at a 1 cent increase in the sales tax because the state needs more revenue, and the governor, Matt Bevin, who has been stating that he absolutely wants to have a special session to look at tax reform and that it will require more revenue. That means that somebody is going to need to pay more. That might be everybody, or it might be an expansion of some of our exemption areas. One of the areas that Luther Deaton cited would be perhaps you would expand the service tax to dry cleaning, which is one of the services exempted. But Deaton and Lear both mentioned that one of the areas of so-called low-hanging fruit would be raising the cigarette tax. Right now, Kentucky has a 60-cent-a-pack tax. tax on cigarettes, and there would not be much opposition to raising that cigarette tax because Kentucky also has the highest cancer rate in the country, and it's linked to cigarette smoking. I've heard the suggestion that the tax on cigarettes could go from 60 cents to a dollar a pack, and that's probably one of the things that is doable. You know, beyond that, it starts getting hard.
Yeah, if we're talking eliminating exemptions or closing loopholes, if you will, possibly raising the cigarette tax, starting to tax services. Those are basically the things that could be considered. What's kind of an out of left field kind of proposal that you think might gain some traction in Frankfurt?
The problem is that nobody wants to stick their neck out and propose a plan. The legislative leaders have been suggesting that if the governor wants to reform taxes, there needs to be a specific plan and that he needs to get out and champion this thing around the state for at least a month before the legislators are going to feel comfortable voting for it. One of the suggestions I've heard was that there could be some accounting changes just in the way some of the incomes are counted, and that would account for just, you know, a little bit. What they're suggesting that I haven't heard much about is that would be even removing other taxes, eliminating what little bit of estate tax that Kentucky has. Getting rid of an inventory tax is something that would be business friendly, but again, to get there absolutely is going to have to be an expansion of our sales tax. We are lower than some states on the sales tax. Tennessee, which is the example oftentimes cited for having no income tax, their sales tax is generally 9 to 10 to approaching 11% on a lot of purchases, and a lot of that is state tax because they have to get their revenue from somewhere, and if they don't have an income tax, you're pretty much looking at sales tax. Now, Governor Bevin has said that we want to look at taxing expenditures more than taxing income. That's the general business-friendly tax code that we're talking about. Now, I was just on vacation recently. I was in Louisiana, and boy, the sales tax on everything you buy there is at least 11%, you know, sometimes 12. It's up there.
If they do consider bumping up the sales tax, there's going to be pushback from lobbying groups, especially ones representing retail.
Well, there will be pushback, and one of the suggestions that is out there would be that the state could phase in some of these tax increases, some of these expansion to services especially, because it's going to be difficult on businesses that are not paying taxes on their services or whatever is being exempted to go from no tax to a 6% or more tax in 1 year. Businesses make their budgets a year in advance, and it's going to be extremely difficult for someone, especially in mid-year, to all of a sudden account for a 6% sales tax. They either have to raise prices on their customers or eat it themselves if they're in a very competitive sector, which, you know, some sectors such as supermarkets, they tend to make about 1.5% profit. And if somebody has to start accommodating a 6% or more sales tax, that gets difficult for business. So a phase-in might be one way to get there from here.
And getting there will be a very interesting journey indeed. Our guest today on the business side has been Executive Editor Mark Green of the Lane Report. We thank you for your time today.
Well, not always nice talking to you, Alan.
And a reminder, you can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Mark.
You too.